Hey everyone, it's Asher Blake here, your daily dose of morning motivation and a little bit of real talk. You know that feeling when you're just drowning into dose, emails piling up, people needing things? Ever feel like a human Swiss Army knife, always trying to be everything to everyone? That's where boundaries come in, my friends. They're not about being selfish, they're about protecting your mental well-being and making sure you have the energy to actually show up as your best self. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? You wouldn't give away all your favorite snacks without wanting something in return. Setting boundaries is about extending that same level of respect and care to yourself, your time, and your energy. Now, I know what you're thinking. Boundaries? Sounds complicated, like some fancy self-help jargon. Trust me, it's not. It's about being intentional with how you spend your time and energy. Think of it like leveling up in life. Setting clear boundaries is one of the most powerful ways to do that. Here are five things to keep in mind when it comes to setting those mental health-saving boundaries. First, know your limits. What drains you? What makes you feel overwhelmed? Maybe it's constant phone calls, too many commitments, or even certain types of conversations. Figure out what your triggers are and start saying no more often to things that push you past your limit. You don't have to explain yourself. A simple, "Thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not able to take that on right now," is usually enough. Second, communicate clearly. Don't leave room for misinterpretation. If someone asks you to do something that conflicts with your boundaries, politely but firmly explain your position. You could say, "I really appreciate you asking, but I'm already committed to other task right now." Third, practice saying no without guilt. This is a big one. It's okay to prioritize your own needs and well-being. Remember, saying yes to everything can lead to burnout and resentment. Saying no sometimes means saying yes to taking care of yourself, which ultimately benefits everyone around you. Fourth, protect your time. Just like you wouldn't give away your favorite possessions without thinking twice, guard your precious time fiercely. Schedule in time for things that are important to you, self-care, hobbies, spending time with loved ones. And don't be afraid to decline invitations or meetings that don't align with those priorities. And finally, be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries is a process, and it takes time to get comfortable with saying no. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and remember that you deserve to feel supported and respected. Let me tell you about a friend of mine, Sarah. She used to be a total people pleaser, always taking on extra projects at work and agreeing to favors even when she was already stretched thin. She felt constantly drained and overwhelmed, which started affecting her relationships and her overall well-being. One day, she decided to start setting boundaries. She politely declined some requests at work, learned to say no to social events that didn't interest her, and prioritized time for self-care activities like reading and yoga. It wasn't easy at first, but slowly, Sarah started to feel a difference. She had more energy, felt less stressed, and was able to show up as her best self in all areas of her life. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or uncaring. It's about taking care of yourself so you can be the best version of you. It's about saying yes to a life filled with energy, purpose, and joy. So take these key takeaways with you. Know your limits, communicate clearly, practice saying no without guilt, protect your time, and be kind to yourself. Now go out there and make some boundaries. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. I'll catch you bright and early tomorrow for another dose of morning motivation. Keep shining, everyone.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.